Sports Authorities on Mike. Sports Authorities Worldwide. CKIWI Radio. We all love our sports.
Okay, huddle up, sports fans. Live from Studio B, it's showtime for Ken, Mark, and John, the Sports Authorities, here on the new CKIW Radio 76.
All right, well, that shouldn't be too loud now, because we're going to blow down the music. How about that? Talking about doing such, hello everybody to you out in Radio Land. Yike. The Detroit Sports Authorities are live on the air. How are you? John Sarver here, all the way from Studio B.
How do you be?
B for bracket, absolutely. Yeah. Talking about B for bracket. Hey,
Or B is for busted.
We had Duke. Nobody had Duke. What are we looking at? We have almost
busted bracket.
Yeah. Geez, but we'll talk about that later. Yeah. What we'll talk about right now is welcome to our show, which is not rehearsed beforehand. We are not bought or paid for by anybody, but so we can tell you exactly how we're doing. Make sure that we're doing okay. Let's see. We have the highest standards here.
Unlike Robert Kraft.
That's true. We don't. Yeah, but who will say? Yeah, well, I'm a Christian, so too bad. What else we got? We have the highest standards. We're not bought and paid for by anybody. Let's see. We don't have the FCC. We do have the DMCA. So sometimes the language gets a little weird, and if it does,
tough.
Is that everybody?
I think cookies. That is.
Okay, talking about cookies, we have the one that's not crumbling for the next 2 weeks. It's our super CPA, Ken Pocket. Hiya, Kenny.
Hi, John, and hello out there to everyone in IRS land.
Yes, sir. I hope you got your refund back as much as you wanted. I got $1. $1. How did I get $1 from the state?
It's weird, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, whatever. I mean, considering what we had to do with the feds, yike. I want that whole stretch of road named after me. But what we also want to be named after is our sport director here at CKW Radio 76, Mark Milchak. Hi, Mark.
Hi, John. Hi, Kenny. And
give me your ref.
Gee, I want a stretch of road named after me, too.
Here's an idea. This is what you get to do. You get to pay as much as I did.
I haven't gotten my taxes back, so yeah. I have no idea. Maybe I'll have the...
Your taxes back.
Back. I haven't had them done yet.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know how much I owe yet or getting back or
You owe
whatever.
Nothing.
Okay.
You're still creating the numbers, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. I forgot to tell them how much I wanted back, too.
See?
Well, how much did you earn last year? Well, I don't know. How much should I have earned last year?
Yeah. Worse than me. Okay, what's also working for us is we can dive right into this, but we can also dive into the fine brackets. So if you have your brackets ready, you know, for those who went for Belmont, which was a smart, smart idea, yike, what the hell happened there?
I don't know.
Well, I'm glad nobody here said, take Belmont.
Yeah, much. Even though, look at it, they did the... By two points, though, you know, yeah. 2 points, one bucket to Maryland. It would have taken Maryland down. However, for those who did take UC Irvine, you're welcome. For those who took Auburn, you're welcome. How about people who took Wofford? You're welcome.
Yep.
And now you're going to have Murray State, Texas Tech, which I have going all the way to seeing Duke, because Michigan won't get past TT. Just ain't going to happen. Zags, I'm a little worried about. However, Duke has got a wonderful walk. You know, maybe Vitek, might be. But, oh, my God, Mark and I were watching that UCF game. Whee! How do you beat a guy 7'6"? You know? I mean, that was, they couldn't. I mean, he jumped about a half a foot to put it in the rim, you know, and he moved. I mean, the guy was pretty athletic. It wasn't some kind of minute ball kind of just because you're tall, you know. I mean, that's – I don't know where that kid's going to go, that taco kid's going to go, but, you know, he's got, what, another couple of years, hopefully?
Yeah, maybe the Taco Bell?
No, I don't know.
No, I don't know.
It's amazing to see where he's going to go because he – marginal – NBA talent at this time. Don't come out now, kid. You know?
No, no, no. Because you shoot free throws like...
like Andre Drummond.
No, no. Andre Drummond's shooting pretty good. Like maybe Ben Wallace. Or Shaquille O'Neal.
Yeah, I mean, he was clanging. Hand, but. Yeah, but so was some of the Duke guys, too. I mean, they're clanging like crazy. But my God, when it became down to 2 points... with about a minute to go, I mean, you just heard brackets breaking all over the place, you know, because it looked like Duke was going to take it for the hard time. And it was like, whee, because that ball was tipped in, and it should have gone in. I mean, there was two revelations of it.
Yeah, and it rolled around the rim.
Yeah, it's like one of those things where I bet you everybody on the court, the time stopped. You know, just to watch that thing go. But then again, how many times did they have to see the ball? Did it hit the heel of the rim or the hoop? You know, that wouldn't have changed the outcome of the game. But, whee, those 2 points, man. Or would it? Because that was what? That was for Duke, right? Duke threw up the ball?
That was...
or was that USC that threw the ball and they kept looking? Did it hit the backboard? Hit the
yeah,
rim?
Yeah, UFC shot the ball.
Okay, so it wouldn't have. Well, they still awarded it to him, right? They still gave him the 2? Because I don't remember them taking the points away.
It was a missed shot, and they still ended up missing the shot
right,
anyway.
That's what it was.
So it didn't make a difference. It just would have happened would have been that they got the ball back and they used up more time on the clock.
It was weird to me, man, to see Michigan State, you know, because State looked like that first game. Wee. You know, and Michigan didn't show me anything for the beginning 2 games. I mean, Bradley kind of put it to the – or Montana put it to the pedal with them, you know. It's going to be interesting to see because Florida's a faster team, so I was surprised that they kept up with it. But, man, the cool thing now about the brackets is that you got all good teams. You don't have any bizarro Cinderella kind of team coming on in. You know, you don't have a Loyola from last year. You know, I mean, I remember at one time Gonzaga was a Cinderella team.
Yeah.
You know, and then all of a sudden, whoosh, look what happens here now. Yeah. You know, so we got Duke, we got Auburn. I don't know, man. I like Auburn. I like Tennessee. I mean, if you're putting your money on UNC, that's who I got in the middle of my page. You know, I don't have Duke there because I think Duke's going to get beat up. You know, I mean, they got Duke will take MSU close. You know, extremely close, or Michigan State's going to tire them out. I don't see, really, Michigan getting into the Elite Eight because they got to go through Texas Tech, and Texas Tech has been nothing but a chainsaw, you know. And those guys, it's going to be Texas Tech Duke, you know, from that side of the equation. So that's what we have here is Duke, Texas Tech, and on the other side, Virginia with UNC on the bottom, but UNC... taking on Duke for all the marbles, and UNC takes it all.
I don't know about that. I mean, Virginia has a lot to prove this year.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus, after last year?
So, yeah. Well, they're going to go all the way in my bracket. They go all the way to the Final Four.
Yeah.
You know, but UNC is just too much of a balance and a buzzsaw, you know. And depending on Virginia, like MSU, gets hurt a lot. And that's the really reason why I kind of pulled back on MSU, because they can win in with injuries. And I don't know how fast they can get these injuries back out.
Yeah, Izzo was talking today about, gee, it's nice having, you know, like 4 days in a row off.
Oh, sure. Yeah, as long as he's not practicing. I mean, get everybody chill. You know, especially to go backward. But, I mean, what do they have now? They got to go up against LSU. Where did LSU come from? You know, these guys were supposed to be dead. Everybody said with all the crazy crap going on in their little situation.
Yeah, with the coach and everything.
Yeah, that those their heads wouldn't be right. I mean, they were picking Yale as an upset. I picked Yale for an upset. And Yale took them all the way up to two baskets. That was it. Jeez. Okay, I mean, I do admit Louisville getting upset by number 10 Minnesota. I don't know where the Big Ten came from this year.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, they came out and they came out strong, except for Ohio State, you know? Even though I thought Iowa State would take Ohio State handily. Jeez, what a bunch of frauds. I mean, for a sixth rank, you know, to get smacked by 11th rank Ohio State. And Ohio State showed nothing in the tournament.
Yeah.
I'm not sure exactly who they thought they were, but BUT. But even Washington going on. Washington beating Utah. And then that was a fine 8-9 with Utah being an 8. But Purdue, where did you come from?
Yeah.
You know, and again, we're talking about a bunch of Big Ten teams. St. Mary's, I'm surprised that St. Mary's got eaten up by Villanova, even though they lost only by 4. You know, St. Mary's creates some serious havoc.
Havoc.
You know, at people. But Oregon, I'm telling you, whee-hoo, Virginia, you better slow them down. Because really, Oregon playing in a really low league, frankly, this year. You know, everybody was off this year, and they're coming in as a 12th seed. They're one of the hottest teams in the tourney. Look out, kids. I mean, if Virginia can get past them, but then again, Virginia, in our bracket, is going to Tennessee. That's not anything easy either, you know, because Tennessee, a number 2 rank, is a buzzsaw themselves. Mm-hmm. You know?
Well, it's like you say, we're down to the point where there aren't any bad teams left.
Yeah, which makes every single game very, very entertaining, you know. Yeah. But now you're getting a lot of, you know, who do you pick, Tennessee, Virginia? That's a tough one, you know. I mean, but then again, everybody that has a bracket, as much as we saw with the Duke game, all it takes is one ball going off a kid's foot, you know. They're kids. Well, no, they're 22. They're not 5. You know, but you have a down day, you get a bad call, this whole bracket goes to nowhere land, you know.
Well just like Minnesota, all year they couldn't hit a 3-point shot. In their game, they
were rocking it.
They were making just about every 3-point shot.
Oh, they were on a mission. You know, they were on the mission to get to the Elite 8, and they didn't get close. But
what about Oklahoma? They were losing all year.
Yeah.
They win the Big 12 tournament. They get in the tournament. They win their first game in the tournament.
Yeah, and then what happens?
Well, then they lost, but nobody thought that they would even win their first game in the tournament.
Well, even Murray State. You know, Murray State was rocking and rolling, and then they figured out, how did Buffalo go in as the 6th seed? Huh? Who? What division was this? You know, Mountains East? No. Cincinnati.
Erie East.
Cincinnati, that always comes in tough, just gets trounced by Iowa. What the hell happened there? You know? Luckily, I didn't take them to go too far, but yike.
The Bearcats.
Yeah, the No-Cats, frankly. But then again, I was really surprised that Iowa State got bounced so quickly. But now, where's Kentucky? I mean, now you're playing with Kentucky versus Houston. Great game, you know.
Gee, I wonder if their star forward will have his leg out of his cast by Thursday.
Oh, the Kentucky kid?
Yeah, the Kentucky kid.
They better hurry because I got them going to the Elite Eight, going up against UNC, and then there you go. But Auburn's still rocking and rolling.
Charles Barkley's team.
There you go. A little chunky, but still rocking and rolling there. UC Irvine, I can't believe, went out so early. You know, I thought they ran up against Oregon. You know, so there's something you can do. 8-9 Old Miss versus Oklahoma. You're right. Old Miss could go in there and create all kinds of problems. Didn't create any.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Oklahoma all of a sudden learned how. It's almost like they had Trey Young back.
It's almost
hitting 3-pointers.
It is almost weird, too, that Gardner-Webb almost beat Virginia Gardner-White threw some couches at him or something.
Yeah, they gave him a buy-one-get-one free sale and almost beat him.
Good luck. I mean, really, you got this week coming up, or Thursday coming up, you got Duke Va Tech, LSU, MSU. That's going to be wild, man. What?
The ones on this side are Thursday. That's Friday.
Oh, you got those already? I was going off my sheet.
Yeah.
Okay. Do your...
Yeah, so Thursday's games are Florida State, Gonzaga, Purdue, Tennessee, Oregon, Virginia, and Texas Tech versus University of Khaki Pants.
That's going to be an interesting one. Purdue, Tennessee. Which Purdue team's going to show up? You know?
The one that hits a lot of shots or the ones that miss the basket?
Good luck. I'm telling you, you want to sit down and have popcorn. LSU, Michigan State. Not just because of where we're at, but, man, two teams that are just going to go lay it all out. You know, if the right Michigan State team shows up, it's going to be a Donnybrook. You know, big time. Big time for professionally. You know, Florida State, Gonzaga, Houston, Kentucky. Okay. Virginia Tech, Duke.
Duke better play a lot better than they did the other night, otherwise they will lose.
I wonder if they just got the scare, you know, the Juan Barron scare.
Yep. Maybe the 7-6 guy,
for you baseball tackled, people,
you know, scared them.
Well, you couldn't defend against them. All right. Oh, yeah, number six. Unbelievable, and I read about this just a few days ago. Huh. Somehow, someway, Crinkley, when he had an opportunity to come back to Detroit, thought second of it. Huh? How did that happen? Everybody said, okay, let him go. Let him get his money. Let him get his ring. But he'll come back. And that's your delusional Detroit Tiger baseball fan.
Absolutely.
Or any Detroit fan.
Interestingly enough, and we're sitting here talking about his $28 million per year contract, right? And how it was hard to move it and they had to eat money. They signed him for 2 years for $66 million. $33 million a year. Whew. Obviously, they don't think he's anywhere near being done.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
I don't either. I think he's still going strong. But
well, it's easy to go strong with that backing cast of yours. You know, I mean, if you would not go strong in Detroit right now.
Nobody
would.
And no, nobody, nobody is going to either. I mean, you look at the cast of characters with Fulmer out. And now,
like that was going to be a big thing.
Yeah, but I mean, it opened a hole. You know, there's a hole without a bottom. You look at number. Look at number eight.
Coming up, number eight.
Yep. He finished the number seven. Is they finished the preseason at 15-15. They're at 500. Say goodbye to that.
Well, they're a 500 team. Oh, good. So now all year long, we're going to hear announcers go, "They're only three games away from 500."
And being
competitive,
yes,
yeah,
and you'll hear that for about 2 weeks. They're three games away from 500, and then further out from there, they'll be six games away from 500. Then there'll be 15 games below 500, and down you go.
And they're eliminated from the playoffs by July.
Yeah, I mean, listen to this. Listen to this rotation. Jordan Zimmerman's your opening day pitcher.
Wait a minute. Let me get.
We need a sound. Yeah,
there you
go. Kind of reminds me of 1975. Their opening day pitcher was Ray Bear. Okay.
Ray Bear and Scare.
Past that, you've got Matt Boyd, Tyson Ross.
You suck!
Matt Moore.
Loser.
And rookie Spencer Turnbull.
There you go, and there that strikes fear in New York.
Line up for the tickets. Line forms at the right.
And John's favorite by the pitcher, Mr. Norris. The Tigers haven't even decided whether he will make the team or be sent down to the Mud Hens.
Why? He found his arm slot. He's good. He reported healthy. He's looking forward to this year. He's blah, 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 blah. Was he that much on the bubble that they don't know where to put him?
if there's no room in the bullpen to use him as a reliever, where do you put him?
And on this team,
we're a sixth starter?
We are so stacked up with pitching that there's just no room
for him.
Oh, yeah.
Well, then doesn't that make him trade bait?
Oh, yeah.
Like Anthony goes.
Hey, the phone is ringing.
Yeah, but the thing with him was he was a fielder. Here's a bona fide pitcher.
What's the name of that song? The telephone is ringing.
Yeah. Yeah. It's called Under My Wheels. Very inappropriate.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, good luck. I mean, who's the pitching coach this year for the Tigers?
Anderson. Not Sparky.
Okay.
Might as well be.
Okay. I mean, what do you have to work with here?
Not much.
Okay.
Not much. You know, you look at Ross and Moore, a couple of retreads. A couple of guys that...
Who haven't been doing well either in spring training.
Because once they got past their injuries, they weren't what they are. They aren't what they were. Anyone listening about Mr. Fulmer here?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he'll be fine. You know, he'll go through his Tommy John, and, you know, he'll give his knee a chance to heal, and he'll come back strong. Maybe.
Well, then there's the people that say, well, that's the reason why they have Tommy John, because then they can come back, and there are some that throw just as well. But I will say that's probably 10%.
There are some.
Right.
Okay. It's.
What's the probabilities?
It's better than thoracic outlet syndrome, but not a lot better.
Yeah. See, I mean, when you got to go with something that radical, you get a year, maybe, or you better become a Tanana. Learn junk pitches quickly, you know, because you're not going to come back. With Tommy John, I don't know anybody comes back with a 110 heater, you know.
Nobody has a 110 heater.
Zoom, zoom, zoom.
There's not too many pitchers now that even hit 100.
Yeah.
There's a couple.
But, you know, you've had guys, you know, like...
Because they figured that one out.
Like Joe Nathan, he had Tommy John. He came back strong. It was after his second one that he wasn't much good.
God, how do you get two?
But the thing about it is, you're talking starting pitcher in Fulmer and a relief pitcher in Nathan.
Right. But what I'm saying is, you know... Like Jose Fernandez, he came back good. And, I mean, there are guys that come back good.
Right.
I mean, it's not like it's the end. But it might be.
Yeah, definitely it might be. Yeah.
There's no guarantees when Fulmer comes back that he'll be worth much.
Who knew that he was worth anything anyways? You know, I mean, even with Tommy John or without Tommy John, you know, what would he been on the team?
On this team?
13 and 18?
Now, here's the question that I have.
Mm-hmm.
We saw him down there working out in spring training, and he's pitching and he's throwing. He's got a knee brace on. What does a knee brace do? It stabilizes the knee, right?
Yeah.
And it stabilizes it by not letting you flex it as much. So that changed his motion, didn't it? It would have had to. How do you hurt your arm? You change your motion. Did throwing with the knee brace screw up his elbow? Maybe. I mean, we already know that there were issues with the elbow anyway.
Yeah, right.
So why the hell do you have him out there throwing with a damn knee brace on?
What's screwed up with the knee?
Because he had surgery on the knee.
And right. It's that bad?
That's the reason
why. He hadn't fully recovered yet.
That's the reason why he was out last year.
Right.
Of the knee.
And they were working on it to strengthen the knee. In the meantime, he's out there throwing with his damn knee brace on.
Yeah,
I mean,
okay.
What's the hurry?
Yeah, it's not like you're contending.
So now his elbow's blown out.
I cannot see.
Smart.
I can't see if any of these guys having a Mark Fidrich year where you go, oh, my God, Tyson Ross is doing 25-3.
Oh, no.
You know?
No. At best, you're going to get one or two of these guys being mediocre.
I don't even see. Yeah, I don't see. You know what they're going to be? They're going to be, in July, they're going to be inning eaters.
Yeah.
You know? And that's all you got. There better be a trick play somehow, somewhere in Gartenhire's book. Because you think about it, you have nobody hitting, you have nobody pitching, and you don't have that strong of a defensive team.
Especially in the outfield.
What do you do?
With Jacoby Jones out. I don't know how long it's going to be for him to come back, but I mean, my God, you see what they're going to do in center field while he's out?
What?
Mikey Matuck and Nico Goodrum.
Mikey Matuck?
Heaven help us.
Mikey, yeah, here's the story. Here's the question that we had with Pauly. And who do you have as your DH?
Take your choice. It makes no difference.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Bring back Brandon Inge.
You've got to have somebody. You can't have a 225 hitter as your DH.
That you might as well just give Victor the bat again.
Is there nobody on any team that's a washed-up fielder that can still hit? Nobody from Chicago?
Well, this is what I'm saying. The Tigers don't have... They don't even have a hitter in the minors that could come up and just come up and hit.
Okay, time out. What you're doing this year is you're tanking.
Yeah.
Mm.
You do not want
to bring
in a hitter, okay? You want them to be bad. Frankly, I'm surprised that they signed Mercer and Harrison, but I guess...
They wanted a team, they needed the money.
What are you going to do, okay? You didn't have anybody that had was anywhere near anything.
Nobody was bidding on them.
Yeah, so, I mean, you got these two guys, you plug them in, and, you know, maybe you can trade them at the deadline, maybe not, who knows, but whatever. But you look at this outfield. You got Castellanos and Wright.
Where's the ball?
You got Stewart and left. And then now your center fielder, who was your only good outfielder, is out for who knows how long. And you're going to put Nico Goodrum out there. Yeah.
Wasn't he a, like, fill-in second baseman?
Uh-huh.
Maybe?
He played a little bit of outfield for Minnesota, but it was a corner outfield. He never played center field. Right.
That's a big center field to run around in.
The thing with Goodrum is they put him in, they said, okay, he's going to be our second baseman for the rest of the year, and it lasted about a month.
Who's your line?
And then they tried to put him at first base, and then they moved him around all over the place.
Right. Yeah.
So who are they going to put as your cleanup hitter? Who's your leadoff hitter?
Oh boy. Maybe Harrison. I don't know.
Harrison's been leading off.
Yeah.
I've been looking at the box scores, and Harrison led off today. So maybe he did lead off when he played for Pittsburgh.
When are they playing Florida Southern or Baptist University, what the hell that thing is?
I don't know.
Do they stop playing that? Because, I mean, if they're playing Thursday in Toronto, can they play tomorrow still in Lakeland?
Well, I don't know.
I don't think they're playing tomorrow. I mean, tomorrow's travel day.
So today they played who?
They played Tampa today.
Yeah.
Right, so did they stop that tradition then?
Unless they played the first game when they got down there.
Yeah.
Was it? I always thought it was the last game.
No, it's the first one.
No, it's usually at the beginning.
Well, then good luck to those guys.
I hope everyone's got their tickets.
Four games in Toronto, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's four,
Four and
or is it three? Because they play Thursday. Do they have Friday off? Because usually the day after is
opening day. It might only be a three-game series.
Do they? Because I thought always with Detroit, they play, like, say, they play a Monday, packed house. Uh-huh. They play Tuesday. Hello, today.
No, because I thought...
Last few years, they give the second day as an off day. Because, right. Just in case there's a rain out.
Doesn't matter. Yeah, I mean...
But, you know...
Or a snow out.
Yeah.
Yeah, like last year. I mean, really, Detroit plays Toronto, so they'll play Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday-ish.
Uh-huh.
So they... Go to where? Chicago after that?
No, they're home, I think.
They're home on Thursday.
Yeah, they're home Thursday.
Thursday, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you got a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. But MLB rules say you got to be in that city 24 hours beforehand or something, unless you're traveling. So I can't imagine, you know, they're not going to throw them to Cleveland. Toronto, Cleveland, let it snow. We'll look up the schedule.
You have four games in Toronto, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Monday, they go to New York and play the Yankees for three.
Whew.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then back here
Thursday
against the Royals.
For how many?
Three. Thursday, Saturday, Sunday.
So I guess you can go to Toronto, play four in a row, because throw the dome up, who cares?
Yeah.
You know, but why go to New York? I mean, can't we start off with a West Coast swing? You know? I mean, shouldn't all teams start off with a West Coast swing? Because who wants to go out there in August? Go now. You know, so you don't have another fiasco like you had last year. I mean, even with us, Chicago, Cleveland, you had more snowouts than rainouts. You know, I mean, that's that whole season didn't even seem like it started ever. You know,
or why don't you just be like Seattle and Oakland and just play your first 2 weeks in Japan?
That was, why do we do that? What was the point of that? I mean, that was, I mean, Major League Baseball is in business right now, aren't they? I mean, the season has started.
Yes, yeah. They've already have two games that have actually gone toward the schedule.
Just two?
Yeah.
They've been there all that time? They played two games?
Right.
What are they doing?
And Seattle won both of them.
Yep.
Okay. So now what? Now they got to come all the way back here, bring all their stuff all the way back here, get your body clock set all the way back here.
Right.
And what does MLB get out of this? This is kind of like the NFL going to London. London folks don't care.
Oh, no. No, they're getting better with NFL.
Why?
The NFL is thinking to opening up the season in China.
Go for the money. I mean, take the WWE with you. You know, take the XFL with you. Take the AAE with you. You know?
Why not?
I mean, what is the matter with opening it up in the house that you come out of? You know, I mean, all fans should be able to go to their opener. You know?
Yeah.
They should, in America, in their cities.
Yes.
You know? Go to some other, you know, go to China, Brazil, wherever, for an exhibition. Because they don't know the difference. You know? I mean, either you can have your really good team out there, or you could have your, you know, scrubs trying to make it. Folks in China don't know. You know, just like here, if you would bring a soccer team over here, you know, Real Madrid or something, and you just had the guys who are trying to make it, 90% of America would not know the difference.
Right. But the sports authorities would, though.
The Detroit sports authorities
That's
would.
That's right.
Yes.
Yes.
Because we know all.
There
That's
you go.
Right. We would know Ronaldo.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. So what's kind of the point there, kids?
It's just like all the sports now are like the NHL starting out games in Sweden and Finland and, you know, the frozen part of the Black Sea.
How much money do you actually get doing that? How profitable is London? You know, when nobody can watch the game, you know, I mean, especially in the Midwest, because it's on at like 7:30 in the morning, you know. I mean, your advertisers are who? In this situation, when you're not getting folks going to any of your games, I mean, you got folks going to your games, but it's tapering off. Not because people taking a knee. It's because this generation coming up just don't go, you know, and won't pay $80 to sit in the parking lot and listen, you know, let alone anything else. But they don't even have a car, so... Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Doesn't matter, I guess. Go get out.
Get Ubered.
Get Ubered. Sit in the car. Just drive me around. Listen to the radio.
Yeah. Just drive me around and I'll watch it on my phone.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Yeah. Prepay the guy until that little meter goes out. Then he kicks you out. Job well done. Talk about job well done. Again, we salute our Detroit Red Wings.
But
at 76-28, still doing very well.
Yep.
You know,
but as you can see, it's getting closer to being fourth on the list because now they're only 1 point ahead of New Jersey.
Why the hell did they win that game last night?
Not that I'm looking at it. I'm looking at they're third from the top.
No. See, you're getting
76-28. So it looks like Los Angeles and Ottawa's got a game in hand in there somewhere.
See, Ottawa's got 58 points and has played 75 games. Los Angeles has played, has
Holy
got 64
jump.
Points.
Jersey can catch up, too.
Yeah.
And they've played 75 games. Detroit's got 66 points and has played 76 games. But New Jersey has got 67 points, but they played one more game. So the Red Wings have played one less game. So if they win that game, which they've been doing lately,
New Jersey
will pass them.
Why the hell did they win last night?
Honest to God,
what
really.
Point did that serve?
I watched that game last night, and they look like the Russian Five playing last night, and I'm like, what the hell are you doing?
It's giving them momentum for next year.
No, stop.
That's right. So now they're ready. So no reason to change that defense up any, you know.
And the thing about it was, Cronwall was playing, Erickson was playing, DeKaiser was playing, and I'm like, really? These guys are actually playing halfway decent now. It's like, why now?
Because they're going for the contract for next year. I mean, how many more games they got? Five, six?
Well, they play 76, so they got six games left.
Oh, God, way too many games.
If they end up fourth, they can still drop four positions. So they can drop all the way to number eight. Now, who in the hell are you going to get at number eight, Holland? Really? You might as well get the puck guy from the Bell Center.
I mean, something. The funny thing is, look at Los Angeles, and really, this is kind of a short-term phenomena. I mean, where were they in December or January? You know, they were doing okay. Then all of a sudden, this is an incredible drop.
Right, because, well, they traded. They dumped a lot of guys at even before the trade deadline. They traded Jake Muzzin to the Maple Leafs. They traded a couple other guys to other teams. So, you know, they started the tank a long time ago.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of funny because you always have the fan that's not very knowledgeable, or maybe they're just a home team guy. They go, oh, you know, they can't tank. You know, they go on the ice and they want to win every single game. You just can't pick guys out there and say, all right, I think I want to lose tonight. Yeah, you can. I give you Oakland A's of how many years ago, you know. Ball going to me.
Ask the Toronto Maple Leafs of 2016. Austin Matthews, Mitch Marner, William Nylander, and now where are they all playing? And now where are they at in the standings? Thank you.
But really, does this go, all right, so in reality, we see Ottawa there, but we're really seeing Colorado there, right?
Yeah. Right.
Okay, so then if Ottawa can't be worse than the last fourth, then where we see New Jersey, do we see really Ottawa there? And then New Jersey's really kind of fifth on the bottom?
Well, if you look at that, Ottawa, if it stays just like this.
Right. Ottawa's there?
No. They have the most, they have the 20% chance of getting the first pick.
Yeah, but that really goes to Colorado.
Right.
Okay. So where does Ottawa get?
Ottawa gets nothing.
Oh, okay. Well, I thought you said that if you were on the bottom, that you got, you know.
No, Colorado has this pick.
Right, yeah.
From Ottawa.
Has the pick.
Yeah. The pick.
Yeah. And if Ottawa stays at the bottom, then Colorado will draft no worse than fourth.
Right. Whew. Yeah, wow. So Colorado owns this pick, so it doesn't make a difference what Ottawa does. You know, if Ottawa ends up with the lowest amount of points,
mm-hmm.
Colorado has a 20% chance of getting that first-round pick.
Gotcha. Okay.
So that's why I'm saying if the Red Wings would just tank, their percentages
just
go up.
Take one game, man.
You know? But as they keep going down, the percentage goes from 20 down to like 16 to 15
right.
to
12
to whatever.
Yeah.
So then, you know, they can drop. If you're in the top four, you can only drop four from there, and then once you're in five and below, then it goes by wherever you get picked at. So that's what I'm saying. So you get, you know, this is what I'm saying.
They still got six games to go.
That's what.
That's way too many games to go.
Right.
Way too many.
You know, if I was Blashill, I'd be like, tell the goalie, go out and try to play that puck in a corner or something to fall down.
Will Blashill be here next year?
Well,
when Yzerman comes in and clearings house?
Yeah, but try to do something good for the team or tell a defenseman to, you know, blow a skate blade or something and let the guy go by you.
Yeah, but then again, you get that people don't understand and go, oh, you can't tell a pro athlete to just lose? Yeah, you can. Quickly.
Well, especially
I give you the Tiger lineup.
Well, but especially the guys that are still under contract for a couple more years. Wouldn't you want to do something to make your team better instead of, oh, let's win this game just so the team can be worse? Huh. Come on.
Yeah.
Really?
Really.
Yeah.
I mean, that's such a Lion-esque move. It's such a Detroit move.
Yeah.
You know, you got where you want to be. Stay there. You know, because if it's a matter of one of 2 points, Kenny's right. Why in God's name did you win any part of New York? You know, and New York has a ragtag team. Detroit's got a ragtag team. This is not a team that you want to put out to show people, you know, you can play. You want to put out those veterans. And what the hell are you know, our defensemen playing well for all of a sudden? New.
That's what I'm saying. I watched that game last night, and it's like, you guys are actually clearing the front of the net? What happened 3 months ago when you guys were standing there, you know, eating a Caesar Supreme and letting the guy go by you?
Well, oh, you want a Caesar Supreme? Here you go. Come on, coming up.
You know, all of a sudden, I mean, all of a sudden you guys realized, you know, I mean, I know, understand now that the pressure's off and whatever, but now you're doing something detrimental to the team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When 3 months ago you could have been winning those games and you could have been in the playoffs. Playoffs?
Where's Sandy, San Diego, not San Diego. San Jose.
They're in the play. They've already clinched the playoff spot. So
are they running into a bunch of teams that are just cooling their heels? I mean, they're not playing.
Well, they clinched the playoff spot, but now they're playing for position.
Mm.
So they could have used that. They could have used those two points last night.
I mean, what are they taking Detroit too lightly?
Probably.
Jeez.
Well, probably everybody is.
Yeah.
But because it's like, gee, everybody's playing them now, and it's like, wow, they're actually.
Yeah, but are people resting their, I mean, depending who they're playing next, I mean, who their next six games are.
No, but if you're a player and you played last night against a rival, and now you got the Red Wings on your schedule, you're going to really get up for that?
Yeah, but 3-2? 3-2? You know, geez, oh, Pete. You know? Blah. All right.
And the way that game was going last night, I could have probably played goal for the Red Wings. Because he wasn't getting any shots. I mean, I'm watching the game, and it's like, wow.
And that was
It was in San Jose.
Yeah, I was going to say, it wasn't even like a run game. Yeah.
Right.
You know, well, okay. That'll put a lot of fans in the seats when they get home.
I mean, don't impress the Red Wing fans now. You should have been doing that in October.
You mean the invisible fans?
Yeah, well, yeah, right. the black seat covers.
All right, so Gronk has not made his retirement. Is this official now?
According to everybody, he announced it on Sunday. But then they were joking on TV today that if the Patriots needed him for a game or two near the end of the season to make the playoffs or something, he would call him up and he would come back to play. So I don't, who knows?
All I can see is what a hell of a player.
Yeah, good career.
Yeah.
First year Hall of Fame,
yep.
Unanimous.
Yep.
I can't imagine not.
Yeah. You know. I mean, I think he's to the point where he's just going to do a lot of TV stuff.
Commercials.
Movies.
Oh, yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, he's going to do some more Tide commercials.
He's going to own half of Papa John's.
Go do some wrestling, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, you get to do whatever you want to do. Yeah. I mean, he's made enough money. Yeah. You know, time to get some endorsements. But, up here, that's cool. But does he get endorsements in San Antonio? You know? I mean, it's not like Shaq, who's more noticeable now than when he was playing with L.A.
Yeah.
I mean, why does this guy keep getting endorsements? You know, who is he?
I mean, Gronk doing a Tide commercial, would that make you buy more Tide? I mean, I don't know, but...
No, I mean, it's because he's a who around here. He's a tip of hat and we know who you are kind of guy, but it's... Not like he's an incredible fan favorite.
Right, no. But I'm just saying, you know, they picked him for the Tide commercial, and it's like every time I see that commercial, you know, and, it, you know, he tips his head a little bit, and a little gleam goes in his eye, and I'm sitting there going, really, that's going to make me buy Tide? But
evidently,
somebody must think so.
Who is, I mean, what is his persona? He's a big fuck, okay, and?
Right.
There's plenty more of them where they came from.
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't come off
like having a really good personality.
Yeah. He's not like The Rock or somebody that has kind of that engagement with you.
Right.
He just seems to be a big white guy just going, you know, all right, well, throw him away. How about throwing him away? What do we have as number one here?
I was going to say, talk about throwing somebody away. How about number three?
Let's go number three then.
Zoom. Oh! Yeah, let's throw this guy away again. Yeah, there we go.
We haven't talked about him for a couple of weeks.
Brother. I'll give you an automatic gong. Go for it.
Ah, the next career of our...
beloved quarterback.
Beloved star quarterback.
Yes. Johnny Manziel.
Has started. He is now a part of the Alliance of American Football.
Yay.
He is a quarterback for the Memphis Express.
He's arrived.
Has arrived. That's right. And he had his debut game over the weekend.
Ah, and how did he do?
He was...
3 out of 5.
3 out of 5 for 48 yards. And he had 2 rushing attempts for 20.
That's pretty solid.
So it was better than it was his debut game for the Montreal Alouettes when he had 4 interceptions and like 10 yards passing.
The problem is now after this game he went out to celebrate. And you won't see him for the next game.
Well, the thing about it is, I think part of the reason why they signed him is the starting quarterback messed up his ankle, so now they were down to 1 quarterback. So now he's either going to be a starter or the backup now. So he's already moved up on the chart just because of a quarterback getting
hurt.
But
he's not a pro style quarterback. Well, you know, he's a good college quarterback because everybody coddled him. But now that he actually has to produce, what is he doing?
Well,
you know,
Memphis expressed their interest.
Okay. Talking about which, is it really true for the listeners that this year's MLB rule change is relievers have to throw to 3?
I haven't heard it going. I don't know. I haven't heard it confirmed.
I haven't either.
Okay. Because I thought that was one of the big deals of this year, you know. Which would be absolutely horrendous.
Absolutely.
You know? I mean, because I can't... You bring a guy in, he doesn't have it, you see it right away, it's bases loaded, he don't got it, he walks in somebody, that's it, get him out now. You can tell.
Yeah. Yeah.
But now you're going to have this oil can going to be out there for 3 batters? You know?
What's the point of that?
Because you don't you speed up the game by not having people coming in and out.
Right, so you got a reliever comes in, he walks 3 guys. That's really going to speed the game up. Ugh.
They want offense. That's offense.
Yeah, that's what gets people in the seats, man.
Pieces on ball, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. The drama. You know.
You would think offense would be somebody like hitting a ball somewhere, but no. I mean, offense is... Oh, 3 walks.
I mean, we've seen it. Reliever comes in, he can't find home plate with his hands. You know?
You know,
Major League Baseball 2019 season rule changes.
You would think that somebody in the bullpen would be able to figure that out when he's warming up.
Yeah.
When he's warming up, if the ball's going way in the hell all over the place, somebody would call the manager and go, "It might not be a good idea to put this guy in. He's not throwing the ball well. Maybe you should have somebody else warming up."
But then Brad says, "No, it's his turn."
Because I just put his name on the copy machine.
That's right.
All right. Rule proposals by the owners include reduction of mound visits in 2019 and 2020, a 26-man roster in 2020. Baseball also wants to return a minimum time a player can spend on the disabled list of 15 days.
Oh, they're going to get rid of the 7-day thing?
10.
Or the 10 or whatever?
Yeah. Because what they were doing, I mean, it was like they were jockeying back and forth. Every time he has a hangnail, they put him on 10 days.
so they can open up a roster spot.
Right. So I mean, it's so short, it doesn't necessarily have to be that much of an injury anymore. So yeah, I didn't like it too much.
Yeah, they were just scamming the system there.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Well, here we go. That they even have a proposed universal designated hitter. This one will obviously ruffle some of the fans, but this is the American League site, and we are. We want to see baseball played at the highest possible level. This means that letting pitchers focus on pitching and watching hitters do what they do today. The commissioner noted, pitchers hit a abysmal 115 with a 114 on-base percentage last year. Even our concerns about what the Tigers are going to do at DH position in 2019, no one will be that bad. There you go. And a 26-man roster.
I think that makes sense. Because what we're seeing is teams that are, I mean, they're using more and more pitchers. So it used to be you'd carry 10 pitchers. Now you're up to 13 pitchers, and you got 9 starters, and you got 3 reserves.
Right.
So your bench is so thin.
Right.
So, add another. And don't use it for a pitcher.
20-second pitch clock.
No, thanks.
It's not going to do any good.
Nope.
All right. And the 3-batter minimum for all pitchers, just not relievers. Okay.
Is that in?
I didn't hear it go through. But
all right, there's supposed to be they're taking away a single. Oh, they're talking about reduction of mound visits. Why? It's baseball, you know. I don't understand that. I mean, why do you care?
Yeah.
You know, if you're going to be talking and stuff like that. Here's the story, gang. It's baseball.
Baseball's slow anyways.
If I wanted something that was, you know, hurry, 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 gotta go, I'd go to speed skating. It's baseball.
Yeah.
America's pastime. Played on a diamond. You know, it's what you do. Look up at any stadium. There, in baseball, an MLB game, there's no clock. Yeah. It's not there for a reason. You sit down, enjoy the summer day, watch a leisurely play. You really want to snort up death? Go watch cricket. You know, baseball is infinitely faster than cricket. Okay? So that's what you do with baseball. It's a summer day. You're out. You're not freezing like you are in Green Bay. Hurry up, get this game done, you know. And how much is an NBA game supposed to be 48 minutes or whatever? No, let's go backward. Let's go to a football game. Any I'm going for NBA, but I really don't want that. NFL team, how long is your game with the hour clock? I'm doing the finger bunny thingies. Yeah. You know, are you done in an hour? Are you done in 2 hours? Are you done in about 2.5 hours? What's the median time for a Major League Baseball game? 2.5 hours?
No.
Three and a half.
Between 3:20, 3:30.
Yeah.
Well, good. Because that way you can put more commercials in. You know?
Yeah.
The good thing with baseball is you can basically figure out where the commercials are coming. You know, 3 up, 3 down, commercial, go to the bathroom, go get your sandwich, come on back.
But what we're seeing is more and more gimmicks. They're trying to...
Big time with this Manfred guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, no thanks.
Everything's
got
to be some kind of gimmick to try to tweak it.
What is the average length of a Major League Baseball game? Yeah, I mean, it's 2 hours, 58 minutes.
Really?
How much?
2 hours, 58 minutes.
That seems short.
Yeah, it does seem short, but...
Yep. According to MLB.
They must know.
Well, yeah. They wouldn't, you know... This ain't, you know... Barr giving his ideas of how long they are. I mean, it probably really is, you know.
But, you know...
What is the average length of a National Football League game?
You know, but the thing about it is, people complain...
308.
You know,
So baseball is actually faster.
But, you know, who are the people that are complaining about the length of a baseball game? Who?
Well, obviously people who don't watch.
All right.
Okay, right? So then, you know, and if it's the people that are there, most of you people are on your damn phones anyways.
Yeah.
All right, so here we go. The average.
That's why you get hit in the head with a damn ball.
The average length of a National Football League game is 308. Major League Baseball game is only 1 minute longer, and an average NBA game is 2 hours, 15 minutes.
Yeah.
What is hockey?
However, whenever you want to leave. Nobody sees it anyways.
Especially,
but okay.
Especially when you're watching the Red Wings.
So the empty seats. It doesn't matter because they didn't even come for the start.
So football's got a 60-minute clock. Baseball has none. Baseball is supposed to be slower, yet it's literally 60 seconds more.
Yeah.
60 seconds. You know, so quit with all the little funsy kind of things that you're trying to do.
How much difference is it going to make you cut out a mound visit?
Yeah, right.
Whoop-dee-doo.
But you're also cutting down. You know, and the thing is that National League guys won't give it up because they go, well, it's like baseball. It's like pitchers batting. It throws the whole strategy of the game out. No, it doesn't. It just gives you, three guaranteed strikeouts.
Why don't you cut down the number of warm-up pitches a pitcher gets at the start of an inning? Why don't you make the outfielders run out to their position at the start of an inning?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, come on.
Why don't you say after, if the batter follows the ball three times, he's out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, there's some batters, they follow off five, six, seven balls.
Yeah.
Say, if you're the bottom three team of the league, you get the opponent team that they're playing only gets two outs per inning.
How about this? Make the games 8 innings.
Nah, purists don't like it.
Huh? But no. You don't have to cut out the 9th inning, though. You cut out the 4th. Because nobody remembers the 4th inning anyway.
I like it.
So you go 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Like get rid of the second period.
The millenniums will never notice.
Yeah.
They're not good at math anyway.
Yeah, because they'll be on their phone.
Get rid of the second period in hockey and basketball.
Yeah.
No, get rid of 2 and 3. Out of basketball, have first and fourth.
Yeah.
NASCAR, first green lap, two whites, and the checker. Thank you for showing up.
And in mini marathons, you just have everybody follow Johnny Manziel's wife.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
And they skip a loop, and they're done.
Yeah.
Now we're done. That's easy. Okay, talking about that's easy and you're done. Ken Pocket, the Super CPA, what did we not talk about one whole minute?
Boy, what did we not talk about? Da-da-da-da-da.
Wow. What did
good question. We did. We covered the gamut tonight.
Well, then evidently you are seeding.
We didn't talk about golf.
Seeding your time to.
But you won't hear me talk about golf, so the hell with it.
There you go. You can talk about the Maple Leaf Swoon.
Oh, yeah.
Which is in full progress.
Oh, we didn't talk about the Pistons. That's right. Oh boy, and they're tenuously clinging to the number 6 playoff slot.
They're doing the tanking the Red Wings should be doing.
That's right. They're tied with Brooklyn. They're a game above Miami, and they're hanging on. They're trying to make the playoffs, but they're trying to make it without winning. Oh, and they're playing Denver tonight. So. In Denver.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, okay. Mac, what did we not talk about one whole minute?
Well, let's see. We have a signing by the Mets.
Mets.
Yeah.
Boy, are we really digging that far?
Yeah.
Jacob DeGrom, right?
Jacob DeGrom signed a 5-year, $137.5 million contract. Some teams got some money to spend, I guess.
You know, it'd be interesting when we come back, when the two of us come back next week, to go and say how many free agents are still out there.
Yeah.
You know, plenty and many.
Yeah, Kimbrel's still out there.
Kimbrel's still out there, yep. Yep.
And what's his asking price dropped to now?
I don't know, about 250?
$2.50?
No, I don't think so.
No.
Isn't his agent Boris?
Forget it, next.
Yeah, I think it is. Well, yeah. the Cubs are looking at him because Strops, whatever, yeah. He's hurt. And they don't have a reliever, so he might sign with them.
Right.
But
hope Morrow comes back, but that's iffy.
That's it. I think he's still hurt, too. But yeah. Anyway, Alex Bregman signed a 5-year, $100 million contract.
Astros are busy.
Yeah, they're boy.
They win. Throwing some money, baby.
Well, when you win the World Series, I guess you got money to spend.
But you can see where Boris is like trying to exhume old man Ilitch's body. You know, he needs somebody. He needs somebody to dump all of his high-priced talent to. You know, but, try to clone him.
Yep.
But that's it, man. We're out of time. So you can come see us at podbean.com, P-O-D-B-E-A-N, put in C-K-A-W, and follow us to the Detroit Sports Authorities, where you can take us in the bathtub with you or out on family picnics and trips.
Or on back of a lawnmower.
Anywhere you want to go, that's right. Get your blade ready, and we'll be seeing you. So, for the Super CPA Ken Pocket, who is going to be finishing the next 2 weeks on assignment.
Yeah, I'll be out there scouting the
Final Four.
Final Four, yeah.
Yeah, and doing their W-2s.
That's right.
And for our sports director, Mark Milicek, Jen Sarver, we will see you next week on the Detroit Sports Authorities.
Bye.